How have we gotten to this point where so much wealth is concentrated in the hands of so few and there's such high income inequality? A situation in which many corporations control more wealth than whole countries. In fact, of the largest 100 economies in the world, 69 of them were corporations. Only 31 were countries. Walmart is the 10th largest economy in the world. Mitsubishi has larger than the fourth most populous nation on Earth, Indonesia. General Motors is bigger than Denmark, and Ford was bigger than South Africa. These are data from these last couple of decades. And it's not getting any better. Well, unfortunately, understanding how we got here really requires looking back at geopolitical history and the exploitation of the poor by the wealthy, which has a very long history, right? If we look at colonization of Central and South America by Britain, Spain, and Portugal, and of Africa by the Dutch and the French, and of North America and India by the British and the French. Colonization has always been about securing resources by subjugating the poor and using them to amass wealth. Colonial overlords gave the people things, tools, clothes, food, housing, in exchange for work. They had to pay them back with labor. The owing of labor is debt slavery. And such debts keep poor countries beholden to the demands of their creditors and create a situation where the governments of those countries must ask for assistance in the form of loans and foreign investment to be able to meet their country's needs and also pay off these debts. This continues today, and it's driven by the corporatocracy, a term used by some to describe governments, the corporations that support them, and the military that quelches rebellion. It was President Eisenhower, a five-star general, that warned, quote, "We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. Used around the world to retain access to raw materials and cheap labor." This may sound like a conspiracy theory, and while it is a conspiracy, it isn't a theory. It has been factually demonstrated to occur repeatedly between developed nations, especially the U.S., and developing nations around the world who have resources that these developed nations want. The U.S. government, paid by corporations, used military might to force leaders of sovereign nations to hand over access to resources. A great book about this was written by John Perkins, a former Peace Corps volunteer turned economic hitman, paid as a consultant by governments to go into countries and convince their leaders to make huge investments, like in dams, roads, and oil fields, that gave foreign corporations access to their resources. When the economic hitmen failed, the military, or CIA, would arrange a coup or even an assassination of the obstinate leader, often by enlisting and arming local opposition groups. Widely known cases include the alleged assassinations of Ecuador's president, Jaime Roldós, in the late 1970s. He was a pro-labor president who was against foreign oil companies coming in and unfriendly to American interests. And Omar Torrijos, the president of Panama, who was unfriendly to U.S. control of the Panama Canal. The priority on military force to retain power over global resources is starkly shown by this graph. Nearly five times more was spent on the military globally in 2009 than it would have cost to implement all of the Millennium Development Goals.